This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on What's On Your Mind for another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Other shows are losing radio stations, and we're gaining listeners. It's just unbelievable. We appreciate you so much. And we're going to wrap up our conversation with Mike Lindell here, call waiting to chat with him. And then we're going to chat with Jeff Schaefer, who's the president of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, an area that is going to drive a lot of our coverage in 2022 relates to beef producers, cattle producers, and the treatment they're getting, not only from a lack of, any kind of competition among the big packers, but also just a way forward to have beef speak with one voice to take this on. You see what's happening with the price at the grocery store compared to the price they're getting from the producers. It's just wrong. So we're gonna tackle that and get an update on how the North Dakota Stockmen's Association is going to tackle 2022. We'll tell you about a new charity, a furniture mission. Never heard about this before. Heard about it recently and said, I want to know more about it. Furniture mission. Very interesting. And a tease of our interview with Dr. Peter McCullough, who participated in Senator Ron Johnson's second opinion event yesterday. And by the way, Friday on the program, we're going to be joined by Senator Ron Johnson. Looking forward to that. He'll join Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Also, Kristi Noem will join us Thursday on the program, and much more. So lots coming up in the future. All right, let's finish up with Mike here and then get to our beef conversation. Get to the beef. And first up, Mike, a call from Amos in Fargo. Amos, go ahead for Mike Lindell.
I have a waterbed, and I'm just wondering if your custom-fitted sheets would fit that.
That's a great question. The simple question is, I don't know.
I bet they would, though. I bet they would. I mean, I've never seen pockets on sheets like Mike's sheets. They're phenomenal.
Yeah, they're very deep. They're very deep pockets, and right now we have the biggest sale on them ever. You can get them as low as $39.99 with the promo code Scott. But I'll tell you, you can always, if they don't fit, we have the 60-day money-back guarantee we always have.
All right, Amos, great question. Thank you very much. That's another thing people forget, 60-day money-back guarantee. Amos, you can sleep on them for 59 days and find out if they untuck, and if they do, you send them back, plus the 10-year warranty. Who else backs up their products like that? 50% off sleepwear sheets, 2-inch mattress toppers, blankets, quilts, comforters. Right now, overstock sale on a number of items like towels, single towels, and that body pillow and case for $39.99, normally like $119. It's a great deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Texture says, Mike, too many broken promises and claims about smoking guns. People are tired of hearing it, and nothing comes of the so-called smoking gun or the for sure thing. We heard that the Arizona recount was going to change everything, and still nothing. I think you are losing credibility. What do you say to that texter?
I say, well, why don't you go out and do it, whoever's saying that? Because you know what? I'm just a vessel that God's in God's timing, and I just have the platform. I spend 18 hours a day on this, and, you know, the way this is, that your biggest block is conservative media. Fox, why don't that person should send a letter to Sean Hannity. I'm doing everything I can to get the word out. If that person that wrote that, they should be sending to all their friends to get to frankspeech.com every day. We are winning. It is going to come out. And if it doesn't, that person should surrender to Jesus, because it's the end of the time, end of the world anyway. We're all going to heaven.
Ask yourself if everything you've heard from the government has been accurate about treatments for COVID. Ask yourself if oil producers and pipeline companies being canceled by their banks and the extreme environmentalists are credible, according to big tech and everything else, and then say, oh, no, there's been nothing there on the election. Nothing to see here. My gosh, it's just unbelievable. Speaking of which, like oil and gas companies and pipelines, You're now being canceled by your bank, Minnesota Bank and Trust, Heartland Financial. Is that right?
D-Bank. Yeah, Minnesota Bank and Trust, Heartland Financial. They came to us. They said, we want you to leave. We're not going to close your account. We want you to close your account and leave. And this wasn't my pill. This was my foundation. This was the Lindell Recovery Network.com. I've been with them for years. This was the Lindell Foundation, Lindell Outreach, all this stuff helping addicts. And then mystore.com for entrepreneurs. But one of the things that was added in there was frankspeech.com. So obviously you see is they don't want you to get the word. They don't want to get the word out. They don't want to. When you say smoke and gun and stuff, yeah, it's over. They should be in any other time in history. Look what we have here. Boom. The election comes down. Everything is taken apart. We have a new base for the foundation. But I want to tell you, every time they do something crazy like this, now this debanking, that does make the news, everybody. And when it makes the news, I'm sitting there and I can give people hope and say, you know what? If it would have happened a year ago or a half a year ago, we wouldn't have found out all this evil that just keeps popping up everywhere. So we need to find out. It's all got to be exposed first, and then you start correcting this. And we have two parallel tracks, two horizontal tracks where we got great things going on. You can go to Frank's Beach and learn about it. Or the other, on the other hand, you have all these attacks. I call it election deflection. Who gives a crap about January 6th last year when the FBI said last June that there was no collusion between Donald Trump and his followers? The FBI put out this report. It was just, it was what it was, what they said it was on June 25th. There was no conspiracy or no thing, but, you know, the bottom line is there was evidence, huge evidence, even before January 6th. There was so much evidence, we all could have took a piece of evidence, and everyone in this country, we'd all go to prison for thousands of years. That's how much evidence there was. It was everywhere. It still is everywhere. It's got to go through a lot of it's got to go through our courts now, Scott, and those judges get a second chance to be judges because maybe they were afraid before. No judges.
Yeah, really, it's only been a year. I mean, isn't it been that long when you think about the level of evidence and everything else? And if I heard correctly, Heartland Financial, Minnesota Bank and Trust basically said, nothing's really happened, but something could happen. And, you know, the FBI could kind of come in. So we're going to cancel you because something bad might happen. I mean, it's like
they compared me to this Petters, this guy that's on the, we had him on recording. They compared me to a guy that was very bad.
Tom Petters, he's in jail. He's in jail right now.
He's in jail.
Very corrupt.
Unbelievable.
By the way, we're going to put up all the numbers of the top echelon there, so you can let them know what you think about this. And certainly, if you bank at Minnesota Bank and Trust, Heartland Financial, think twice. A texter says, tell Mike to bank with State Bank of North Dakota.
Right on.
So there are options, Mike, and we have the.
Yeah. Well, I know that, but I'm not walking away from the bank right now because it's then they win, they get what they want. I've got other banks that where my pill is at, and my personal and other things, and I'm not going to let them do what they tried to do because what if it happened to someone else who doesn't have a voice, a church or whoever, you know, that they've. People have been attacked, deplatformed, devoiced. Remember, the one thing they want to do most, Scott, is take away our voice. You've been a big voice in North Dakota and around the country, and this is what we need. We are way better off than we were yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. Why? Because our voice keeps getting bigger, everybody. And you have a job out there. That person that sent that text to you or that email or whatever, tell him this. He should get up every day and pray and send out the good news to every one of his friends. Email them, text them, go out to even the corrupt social media like your Zuckerbucks and Jack Dorsey's of the world and spread the word. Whatever. I don't care if you have three friends. Tell them. Go to frankspeech.com. Learn about what's going on this election. Get educated on what's going on and with mandate, with everything, because you're not going to hear it from Fox News people. You're not going to hear it. And the other stuff is all propaganda.
Keep battling, Mike. You're an inspiration to many, and again, you're pursuing the truth at great cost, so keep it up. Thank you, sir.
Well, thanks for having me on, everybody. God bless. We're going to get there.
Oh,
Isn't he something?
You know, I found myself, when he was talking, I found myself actually praying, Lord, please, you know, make this happen. Make this go through. Make this reality. We got to just keep, like you said, keep on it.
I just want the truth.
I do, too.
I just want the truth. Wherever that leads us.
Amen.
I just want the truth. And, again, come back to this. What motivation does he have to do this?
Right.
I mean, the banks cancel him. He is, you know, big retailers cancel him. Shopping channels cancel him, you know, and they just keep having to pivot in the middle of this. What motivation is there for that?
If you're one of the people that continues to say, nothing there, we move, we're past it.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah, exactly. You know what that means.
You are fake news.
Exactly right. We also have a text that says, yes, the sheets fit a waterbed. I have some. So we've answered Amos's question. Amos called back also and said, I don't have internet. How do I get these sheets? Do you have a phone, Amos? If you have a phone, it's as simple as 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
Promo code Scott.
MyStore.com, FrankSpeech.com, great resources. Okay, when we come back, where's the beef? Don't go away.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have a bumper request on the text line, 701-237-1590, for Twisted Sister.
Oh, okay.
All right. That probably would have been my first pick today, but... Twisted Sister, like a one-hit wonder, or did they have two? Maybe.
Well, Scott, here's the thing. What sheet music did they use to write this song?
I don't know.
Very famous hymn.
Is that right? All right, we'll keep you in suspense until the next break. How about that?
Don't see if you notice any similarity here.
Kevin looks like he's having an oh wow moment. Oh my.
Well, all right. We're not going to take it as off that sheet music.
I'll stop, speaking bad of Twisted Sister. Thank you for that. Scott Hennon, Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, we continue on What's on Your Mind. Jeff Schaefer is the president of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association. Jeff, thanks for taking some time for us today. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Glad to be here.
Tell me the state of beef nationally and in North Dakota right now, and cattle producers.
You know, I think overall, you know, I think the drought is on top of everyone's mind. You know, I think in this part of the state, we've been blessed with some moisture, but I know that isn't throughout the state. And we're experiencing some winter, and with that comes some feed costs, and feed costs are obviously high this year, and we've got limited hay supplies. So everyone's trying to figure out if we can get through the winter. You know, we were experiencing winter this year, whereas the last couple of years they haven't really had much winter. So grazing season came to an end, and we're seeing our hay piles go quicker than we like. So we're hopeful that green grass is around the corner and plentiful moisture.
I couldn't shout loud enough, let's do something. Let's do something related to whether it's transportation costs or, you know, bringing in feed from somewhere else. And it seems to me like we didn't necessarily do everything we could do. Is that unfair, last go around, to help in this very difficult situation with the drought?
You know, I think everyone's costs were there. You know, I think, you know, through some of the drought meetings and through convention and through a lot of the member input, you know, we were successful in getting some transportation costs included in that ELAP program. So I think that was a victory for the industry. And with that being said, Scott, you know, the deadline to sign up for that ELAP and LFD program is Monday, January 31st. So contact your local FSA office. So, you know, I think we secured some help on the transportation costs through that federal program. You know, I think on the state and national level, we did all we could to secure some, you know, funding for water projects. Not only was grass and forage a limiting deal through the drought, but water was also. And I think we tried to do everything we could to secure some money for producers to help combat some of the increased costs that associated with the drought.
Senator Kramer last Friday in the Talk Radio Town Hall talked a little bit about this and talked about how Senator John Hoeven was just a doggone bone to get that ELAP program expanded for ranchers and the transportation costs there, the relief. So, you know, you're right. That being excluded, I don't know. It was just so frustrating to see happen. And as you say, there's not enough moisture yet out west. A lot of that's come more east, so there's still a concern there. How about the situation with the concentration of the packers and the low prices? Because of that concentration that are going, now we're talking about antitrust investigations again, and that seems like a broken record because nothing ever comes of it. But even the President Biden has sort of leaned into this to say, hey, you know, something's not right here. So he needs a political winner, and he's tagging onto this. What's your hope there?
You know, I think that's, you know, front and foremost on everyone's mind. And you're right, President Biden has brought some attention to this, but, you know, also former President Trump did too. And, you know, with President Biden's $1 billion program, you know, included in that is some going back to the Packers and Stockyards investigation and seeing if there's anything, you know, with antitrust or competing, you know, if there's anything illegal being done. You know, and the USDA did their investigation, DOJ investigation, as far as I know, is ongoing. You know, we brought the Undersecretary of to North Dakota to the convention to talk about the investigation. So, you know, we're wondering where the investigation process is, and we need to come to some kind of consensus. The other thing we got to remember is we didn't get here overnight. We're not going to get out of here overnight. It's going to be an ongoing discussion, and hopefully a solution is near.
Yeah, no kidding. Just talk a little bit about the price right now. What is beef drawing from these packers? And when you see the price that's being sold for at the grocery store, you must openly weep, Jeff, because it's an incredible disparity right now.
You know, the price disparity is there, and it hurts. It absolutely does. You know, and it will turn. You know, all in due time, it will turn, and it's painful right now. It absolutely is. You know, probably the positive spin on that is the consumer is still buying the beef. You know, we've had record exports for 2021. The consumer loves our product. Even with the price where it is, the consumer loves our product. That's probably the greatest takeaway. you know, and as cow-calf producers, we need that consumer. We need that consumer to buy our product. You know, that's hugely important for us.
The other situation is just to open up more processing. South Dakota seems to lean into this a little more than North Dakota. I know there's been proposals on the table before. Perfect world, magic wand. We hand it to Jeff Schaefer and the North Dakota Stockmen's Association. What would you do related to additional capacity for processing?
You know, I think anything we could do to increase shackle space, you know, a lot of the infrastructure on the packing side was built in the 1980s. Some of those plants have closed. As I look at in my short tenure of marketing fat cattle, especially fat cows, you know, we've seen Rapid City close, we've seen West Park close, and we've seen St. Paul close. Aberdeen's killing some cows, but, you know, that's not going to fill the void of those three larger packing facilities just on fat cows. You know, and I think we need them all, and I think we need more smaller and regional packers. You know, as COVID transpired, there was absolutely no fat cattle bids. Cattle had to move, so a lot of people got innovative and went pasture to plate to develop that relationship with that consumer. But still, as you try to market locker beef through these small and regional packers, they're backed up. So we need more shackle space. So with that being said, I think a lot of money and attention has been brought forth on the state and national level to secure some funding, you know, for increased shackle space. And with that comes the labor force. And I think we need to work with NDSU and the College of Science to get people trained into the meat trade. You know, I think right now probably the easiest hurdle is getting them built, but to get the workforce in there. You know, we all know on labor issues, whatever sector it is in the state and country, labor is short right now.
Only about a minute left. If you had to pick one thing that you believe the cattle producers are united on, that the beef industry thinks is something that if we did this, things would improve, what would it be? What is one unified voice priority item for beef?
That's a million-dollar question, Scott. You know, I think there's several things. I think the product of the U.S. label and that conversation, I think that's one place where we can come together and that label brings value to us. You know, and at the end of the day, whatever brings more dollars back to the cow-calf producers. So, you know, what program is that? I think there's a few out there, and I think that product of the U.S. label is one of them.
And I hear loud voices that say you're 100% right, and I hear other voices say, you know what, sadly the consumer's going to pick whatever's cheapest, even if you put a giant U.S. flag on there. I'd love to see some unity from cattle producers on this. And by the way, I'd be your biggest champion. I just have voices in each ear that have a little different opinion on that. But open invitation, really, for anybody in the beef world to just let us go to work for you. Let us go to work. Bring us the issues that need to be discussed. 701-237-1590 if you want to drop me a text, and we'll keep doing that. Jeff, thanks for the time today. We'll stay in touch, okay?
Appreciate the time. Thanks, Scott.
Jeff Schaefer, president of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, on What's on Your Mind.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Omicron cases fall across America, WHO health officials are now warning about a new variant being called the Stealth Omicron. The World Health Organization is reporting cases of BA.2 in more than 40 countries, including the United States, India, Germany, and Australia. BA.2 is a subvariant of Omicron. The Supreme Court has agreed to review a challenge to the consideration of skin color in college admission decisions. The court said Monday it will consider a pair of lawsuits alleging that Harvard University and the University of North Carolina discriminate against Asian American applicants. Journalist Pete Williams on CNBC.
And it could result in a decision that either bans it completely or vastly scales it back.
The two lawsuits filed by Students for Fair Admissions, a Virginia-based group, says skin color should play no part in the admissions process. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Today by our friends at PetraServe USA. My job is to make you hungry, and they make it so easy to do, don't they? At PetraServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tuesday specials include macaroni and beef hot dish in Yulin, chicken wild rice soup in Glendon, tater tot hot dish on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, 12th Avenue and I-29, Swedish meatballs, meatloaf or cheesy beef potatoes, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City, exit 292. I've said this before, but I personally sampled the chicken pot pie, and their recipe is, I don't know, must be grandma's or great-grandma's or something.
Oh,
and
it's all good.
Poured over a hot biscuit. It's just so damn good. It's unreal. And, of course, the fresh-baked cookies, the muffins, you know, the 4-for-4 special is the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Two of those cookies and a 20-ounce drink, four items for $4. The caramel rolls are really good. Valley Dairy Stores in Northern Valley, PetraServe USA, all throughout North Dakota, Western Minnesota. Tell them Scott sent you. Texter says, the biggest obstacle to more small packing plants is labor. Well, welcome to the world today, right? That's the biggest problem in all of them.
Everybody.
It really is. It's incredible. Yeah, very true. Another texter says there are 50,000 truckers right now, 50,000 truckers headed to Ottawa for a freedom rally convoy against the vaccine mandate. Have you heard about this?
Yes. Yep.
There's not much coverage on it, which is pretty amazing.
In Canada, but
it's a freedom rally, but these are our neighbors.
They've had it too.
They had it. And this comes back to the point on the person with the labor issue. Look, mandates of any kind that are going to take people out of the workforce is counterproductive to what we need right now. You know, some people say, it 90% of people were fine with it. Well, do the math. That means 10% were not. You lost them in your workforce. They're going somewhere else. So,
bingo.
Yeah. By the way, the unemployment rate in North Dakota is up. It's still lower than the national average. 2.8% for December is the new numbers. And Job Service North Dakota reporting that labor statistics released today. So North Dakota's December, not seasonally adjusted unemployment rate, 2.8%. That's up 0.3% between November and December. November 2020's rate was 2.0, so it's up from a year ago. Between November 2021 and December 2021, unemployment rose by an increase of 9.9%. North Dakota typically sees a considerable increase in unemployment numbers between November and December. there was an over-the-year decrease in the unemployment labor force of 42.1%.
Wow.
42.1%. Amazing things that are going on, for sure. I will not be on the program tomorrow, but I will have an interview with Dr. Peter McCullough, who yesterday co-hosted with Senator Ron Johnson, who will be a guest of ours on Friday on the program from Wisconsin, a second opinion event with some highly credentialed doctors, published doctors, experts in their fields related to 2 years into the coronavirus, time for a second opinion. And so your questions that have come in for Dr. Peter McCullough, your questions that have come in just for our experts from Sanford and Ascension and other places as well, asked of Dr. Peter McCullough. That'll be a good chunk of tomorrow's show. Plus, Congressman Kelly Armstrong will be on the show as well tomorrow. Then Thursday, Governor Kristi Noem, Jim the Flagpole Guy, and we're going to be at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, on Thursday. Because it's cold out, and I want to warm up in a sauna and a hot tub, and I also want to improve my immune system.
There you go.
So I'm going to the Wellness Factory, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Friday on the program, we're going to meet the founder and CEO of Checkable Medical. They just won a big award from Emerging Prairie. Really neat deal. We're going to tell you about Capstone Classical Academy, a new school in North Dakota. A new school. Why? What's happening there? Senator Kevin Cramer, the talk radio town hall with Senator Ron Johnson as well. Just a couple of things coming up that are in your future. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to the program two people that are part of a nonprofit called Furniture Mission of the Red River Valley. Paul Ibeck and Everett, help me with your last name.
It's Van Engelenhoven.
Van Engelenhoven.
Van Engelenhoven.
Dutch.
That would be Dutch, wouldn't it? I was just going to ask.
Von
if you don't
England,
panic, yeah. You just use old-fashioned phonics and you'll do fine.
Exactly right. Well, welcome. Thank you both for being here, and we appreciate the opportunities to highlight charities that are doing good out there. We're going to be part of the Giving Hearts Day event coming up at the Dakota Medical Foundation for that statewide great event. We do this often on the program. We want to help people. What is the Furniture Mission?
Okay, very, very briefly, what we do is we gather used furniture, usable, functional furniture, and we bring it into our warehouse, and then we re-gift that furniture out to people in crisis who come to us on a referral basis from about 23 different social service and governmental agencies in the community. Some of those being the Red Cross, the YWCA, Churches United, and many, many more.
New Life Center.
New Life Center.
Yep. Frazier.
So you're finding people in need, Paul, right?
Yep, I mean, sent to us. They're vetted through those agencies and then sent to us.
And
we're the furniture arm of that operation, basically.
Right.
For those.
Tell me a little history. How did this idea come to be?
Well, I used to do a little volunteer work for the Red Cross a couple of years ago, and it couldn't be a long story, but I had a case down in South Dakota where I needed to find a resource for a young couple that lost all their property in a fire, and I learned about a place in Sioux Falls called the Furniture Mission of South Dakota, and I learned what they could do and what they did for this young family, and I was kind of amazed. Ended up taking a delegation of concerned, compassionate people down there and toured their facility and came back and said, this is something we don't have in Fargo Moore that we know about. We then met with people like Pastor Sue Kosterman from Churches United, the YWCA, some of those same agencies we mentioned before, asked them their opinion, and they said this would be an incredible resource in the Fargo Moorhead area. So we went to work and got it rolling.
And Paul, it's pretty neat because you pretty much think that every charity's already been thought of, already part of our communities, already out there, and yet do a little research, find out, hey, South Dakota has this, why not North Dakota?
Yeah.
And in your just talk a little bit about the evolution of this and what you know in the way of need that is out there.
Well, that's the two things that really, really surprised me on this thing were the amount of need in Fargo. We think it's very similar to Sioux Falls, kind of a sister city type situation. And as that need became
I also was stunned by the number of organizations in this community that reach out to that group of people. And where we found the real missing link, if you will, was that these agencies were all trying to do their own furniture for these people on their own, which they really didn't have the warehousing, they didn't have the transportation, those kinds of things for them. And so this thing has kind of taken on a life of its own. We started with 5 referral partners. We're now up to 23, and we, because of our growing pains and trying to keep it, like this year we grew year over year, 275%. So we have other referral agencies that want to get in, but the brakes are on.
Very interesting. And what do you need more than anything right now? More donors?
Beds.
Beds?
Beds.
All right.
Yep. Beds is where we're real thin right now. And it's just a kind of time of the year type thing. Obviously, more people are inside, and we're just getting done with the holidays. People really aren't cleaning out or thinking of cleaning out. Once you kind of get to spring and people start, you know, saying for, you know, when you put the stuff out on your boulevard, you know, that kind of thing, they start cleaning out their basements and doing those things and thinking, hey, let's get rid of this stuff.
And how do people get those items to you?
Well, you can, we'd like to steer you to our website, first of all, because it's got all the information in there that you need. And the website is very simply furnituremissionrrv.org. And the phone number's in there. You can call that number, and I can give it to you now, but it's 701-729-1410. We have a person that's answering that phone continuously, and you can schedule a furniture pickup.
So you do the pickups, too?
We do pickups.
That's kind of nice. Yep.
And we do pickups, or people can drop furniture off. The main thing we need right now, we're desperately in need of mattresses of all sizes, kitchen tables and chairs, and dressers, dresser drawers, that type of thing. The mattresses, we are quite fussy. They have to be absolutely stain-free and without any rips or tears. But that's our number one demand.
Mattresses. 701-729-1410. This obviously moved as an idea that did well in Sioux Falls, now to the Red River Valley. How about Bismarck? How about Minot? How about Williston? Do you see this spreading throughout North Dakota, Paul?
Absolutely. The only, you know, our hang-up now is to try to get this going here to the level we want to be. Just to give you an example of that, Sioux Falls has got about an 18-year head start on us. They're open 5 days a week, and they handle about, I'm going to say about, right now we're handling here about 40 to 50 families per month. Sioux Falls handles that in a week. So that's the kind of need that's out there, and we just need to grow to that level. And so once we get that completed, then could what you're suggesting happen? Absolutely.
And having that foundation of a home and a bed is so important to people that are ultimately, you know, whether it's addiction or whether it's a fresh start or whatever it is, so very important to them. Anything else you want to tell us, gentlemen, before we let you go?
Well, we want to emphasize the Giving Hearts Day coming up on the 10th of February. We are part of Giving Hearts Day, and we'd like everybody to seriously consider Furniture Mission as one of their agencies that they would like to support. We give everything away. We need financial support to pay our over.
And Furniture Mission, one of the new charities, is part of Giving Hearts Day this year with this new move. So we're going to be talking a lot about all the different folks and missions and things that are happening out there. But we're giving you another one today. Furniture Mission, online at furnituremissionrrv.com or call 701-729-1410. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you, Scott.
Much.
Appreciate it. You getting us on.
Fascinating to learn about this new charity. More after this with Dr. Peter McCullough.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at High Plains. ApplanesApache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a standpoint of, from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs, all clearly marked, priced to sell, all makes and models. And you know what? Many, most of those have that free lifetime powertrain warranty, plus some of the lowest financing rates around. Find out more right now, Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Texter says, I admire Mike Lindell's attitude. He's like Winston Churchill. We will fight back whatever the cost. We will never surrender. Go, Mike.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
Hey!
Hey!
Biden.
Whoa!
Come on now.
Wow.
Now he added Mike Lindell to the list. This is crazy. This was a show today about battlers. People that just battle. Mike Lindell's one of them. Don't care. Going to battle, right? Jeff Schaefer, the Stockman Association, battling there. These two guys battling for people that, need furniture, can't afford it. It's charitable. Picking the items up. I have another battler for you on the COVID front. Dr. Peter McCullough. And the entire interview tomorrow on the program, I could spend a week telling you about his credentials, but most published guy ever on heart conditions and one other thing I forget as well. I asked him, this part of the interview you'll hear in its entirety tomorrow, if the advice of getting a doctor, a primary care doctor you trust, is what we ought to be advocating for everybody in a time where, should I do this or should I do that? Is Is that the right advice, Peter? McCullough? Dr. McCullough?
Well, yesterday I asked in the Senate panel, I co-moderated with Senator Johnson, and I asked the entire group. We had doctors, but scientists, PhDs, attorneys, press, public citizens. We had patients there. I said, has anybody here received intimidation, reprisal, or professional damage for their efforts to try to take care of COVID-19 patients? And 80% of people raised their hands in the room. I am telling you, doctors are in a state of intimidation and fear if they give patients an honest appraisal of what's going on. That's the problem. The doctor-patient relationship has now been damaged by external forces. Our public health agencies, the medical societies, health system administrations, the popular press. And so we're really in a difficult state. Patients are scrambling to find honest doctors who will give an honest second opinion.
Final question. What should we do about that? I mean, that's, A, it's not America, but B, if you're a patient, you're hearing this information, you're hearing the conversation today, you want to have a conversation specific to your situation, what do you do in that environment?
Patients at this point in time, I think, need to take a test of their doctors. And one of the first questions they need to ask is, if I get COVID-19, will you treat me? Do you prescribe the emergency use authorized products that are available for COVID-19? And if you don't, who do you refer to? It's typically the doctors who treat COVID-19 are the same ones who give an honest appraisal of the vaccines, because those doctors have the full suite of capabilities. When a doctor says, oh, I don't treat COVID-19, or there's no treatment for COVID-19, that's a bad sign. So that would be the first question. The second question for the doctor is, are the vaccines for every single patient, or do you give exemptions for the vaccines? Because there's, the FDA has official exclusions for the vaccine. The FDA has official warnings. And we want to know if the doctors are following the warnings. For instance, for myocarditis or heart inflammation, which the FDA says the vaccines cause. And if a doctor says, nope, everyone should take the vaccine, that's a red flag, because even the FDA doesn't say that. Even the FDA doesn't say that. So if doctors are off the rails and not following the FDA guidance, I think those are warning signs that patients need to look for a new doctor. Now, there is a resource. The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPSonline.org, keeps a roster of all the doctors who treat COVID-19 in the United States and the protocols. That's a good place to look. Some patients now are looking for an independent second opinion. That's a good place to go.
I'd like to do more events like you did yesterday with the second opinion, but I'd like to do it with more members of Congress who have the investigative power, but also more people who disagree, who have a different opinion. We're looking at hosting that when it's a little bit warmer here in the heartland. Would you lead that effort? Would you come to this part of the world and see if we can't get a conversation free and flow of information, and do something that even Senator Johnson wasn't able to do, get some people who disagree in the room to listen to this kind of expertise? You up for that, Dr. McCullough?
I would be absolutely delighted. I, with my colleagues, we are going into cities all over America, and we give public programs. I typically give a program for lawmakers, one for doctors, and then we do have a big public program where I just review the data. I'm just showing the scientific studies as I cited them on this interview. It's purely science, no opinion, no hyperbole. And people show up in the thousands. I just gave one in Minneapolis last weekend with Dr. Scott Jensen, who is an early treating doctor who's running for the governor of Minnesota. He's in the lead. And we had over 1,000 people there, standing room only. We had a reception afterwards. It's high science. This is a scientifically awakened. I've given programs in Chicago and Salt Lake and Phoenix and Jackson and Atlanta and Huntsville and Fresno. This week I've got Wichita, Kansas, and then I am up again to Chicago. We are pressing the nation and giving the scientific information that Americans have been waiting for 2 years. When they turn on the major media, they're basically stonewalled on any data. They're simply told, even our President of the United States has said, get vaccinated. well, wait a minute, every product has risks and benefits. We need to weigh this out. The vaccine, once you get it in your body, you can't get it out. Each person is really wants to know the information on the vaccine, as well as the treatment approaches of COVID-19, and that's what we do.
Dr. Peter McCullough, who, by the way, has been to Bismarck once. He said he ran a marathon there in Bismarck, so he's willing to come back, and we're looking forward to that as well. Fascinating interview. All of it tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
We're Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNLive.com.